Hey there, Eco Heroes. Well, if you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, or if you've been following my newsletters and social media, you'd be well aware that I'm launching my home detox bootcamp at the moment. Now, I've received quite a lot of questions about people wanting to know what sort of change that it can make in their lives. Now, I'm super excited today to be joined by Sarah Fieschi, one of my home detox graduates. Now, she'll be sharing just how much the Home Detox Bootcamp influenced her life, and it influenced it so much that it inspired her to start her own business, the Australian Soap Kitchen. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco-journey. So let's get started. Excited today to have one of my early home detoxers on the podcast with me, who's actually gone on to set up her own natural soap business. So without any further ado, let's get started. Welcome, Sarah Fieschi.
Thank you so much, Laura, for having me today on this Ego Chat podcast.
So great to have you here. Now, I just love to, just for our listeners today, you've got a really interesting journey and I'd just love you to chat about it. So what exactly started you on your health and eco journey? Have you always been, I guess, a bit of a greenie, or did it come on suddenly?
Well, Laura, so I've always been a little bit of a greenie in the sense of being aware and taking an interest in my immediate and wider environment. I do work in the food and nutrition area. So, you know, going back many, many years ago, that's where, you know, my interest really was to begin with, was, you know, all about food and feeding our bodies and how our bodies react to certain, you know, foods, how, you know, they can be better or worse off on certain diets, et cetera, et cetera. I've always had an interest in the environment and how, you know, us as humans can work and live within this environment and in a manner that is harmonious, that is respectful of you know, of everything that's involved with living within this environment. Now, so I guess I'd say that my interest in eco living went that bit further, or went up a level, after having my two children. So it all began with small changes in terms of, for example, using cloth nappies. I like to say part-time, because I wasn't using cloth nappies all the time, but I had them there. I'd use them sometimes and I wouldn't use them other times. And then, you know, I started looking into what products we're using within the household in terms of you know, for body products, for household products, and then making a switch to natural, more natural products. Although some of those ended up being not so natural, but that's another sort of part of the conversation, I guess you could say, Laura. After having my second child, I actually came across one of your interviews about eco living, and it sparked further interest. I decided to then participate in your home detox bootcamp course. And once beginning the course, Laura, I immediately knew the knowledge you were imparting was going to be life-changing for my family and myself. And it certainly was. You know, my aim now is to be an example to my children, my family, my friends and others on how our lives can be simplified and healthier with small changes that don't break the bank or the earth, so to speak.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's very similar vision to me. It's really about taking people on the journey, isn't it? And
it really is.
Not getting overwhelmed along the way, because for some people it is a very long journey to take, and others are start when they're a little bit further along. Because obviously when you joined the Home Detox Bootcamp, and thanks for your lovely words about it too, but you're obviously, you know, you're into nutrition, that's your background and your training, and you're actually lecturing at Deakin University in nutrition and food science itself. So you've already got that part sorted, really. And I guess then moving on to then, you know, looking at our bodies and what we're putting in our skins and everything like that, it's about not getting too overwhelmed in the journey and taking it step by step. You're so right with that.
Definitely. And that's certainly been my journey. It's step by step, and just coming across certain information over that time has sort of led me down the path that I'm now. And there's no doubt about the Home Detox Bootcamp playing quite a big role in all of that. So thank you so much, yep. Laura.
That's my absolute pleasure. I'm so glad to hear that. But just a question, like, how much has your life changed? So obviously it's changed so much that you've started an entire new business venture.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just have a chat about. So let's just take, I guess, your life in your household just back even 12 or 18 months ago. And then what's it looking a little bit like now? Because I know you've still got young kids. So life ain't that easy, is it?
No, it's not. Well, actually, so I do have two under three, and it's a very busy day-to-day life with my little ones. So, you know, going back, I guess a good 18 months ago, many of the products we were using, you know, home and body products that we were using as a family were a lot of commercial based products. Mm-hmm. Some of them were natural, what I thought were natural alternatives, but you can, you know, could commonly find them in the supermarkets and the chemist. And I didn't do, you know, it was just a little bit of, okay, what can we swap for X and use that, thinking, well, I'm sure the producers, the manufacturers have our health, you know, at the, you know, forefront of their minds, or at the top of their list. So that's what it looked like, I guess, what we were using. After doing the Home Detox Bootcamp, I realized that a lot of the products we were using were not good at all for health, and not good for the environment. So, you know, the simple recipes that were included in the course helped me build the confidence to actually make some of these body and home cleaning products myself and learn about the different elements that make up those products, and also realize that all the other chemicals that are being placed in those products are just pretty much not needed. So, yeah, so it took a little bit of time to get used to making and using these differing products. And along the way, I had problems with, in terms of my children's skin, and they were just reacting to product or baby wash product after baby wash product, including the so-called natural ones. And I thought, look, you know, with this increased confidence that I have from the Home Detox Bootcamp, perhaps I can look into, and research a little bit about natural soap. How can I go about making it for my family? And going from there. So if we fast forward to the point where we are now, my family and I, well, you know, most of the commercial products, I think all of them, they're actually all gone out of the door. And
that's awesome. Big clap for you.
Oh, I think so.
You're a
and
star
for you
graduate.
As well, Laura, and for you as well. And so they're all out, and we've got, the products that I've made up, being the soap, but also the dishwashing powder, etc., that all the recipes have come from the course. So they're all living in our house. They're all helping us along our journey of, becoming healthier and, treating our environment with respect and therefore, and contributing to a healthy environment. So we've come a long way, and now I'm trying to, but family and friends are getting so interested in it as well. And they're all interested in my natural soap and hence the business that's come about. And those around me are becoming more aware of the nasties that have been, put and in many of the products that we're using on a daily basis.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. But let's just have a chat about some of these nasties and about soap in particular, because that's obviously one of your main passions at the moment. And I guess soap has had a bad rap in the last few years, hasn't it?
Well, it certainly has. You know, most people you talk to, if you talk about soap, they're like, oh, no, I don't use that anymore. Mm. And when you do ask them, well, okay, what do you use? You know, most of the people I speak with say, well, I use soap-free products, you know, being it soap bar, so to speak, without soap, or a wash of some sort. So, you know, most people do feel that the soaps out there are quite drying. And rightly so, Laura, because if you look at the ingredients, which I'm sure you're well aware of them, they're, you know, basically laboratory-made, produced chemicals that are then placed in the soap products, and they're very drying on the skin. They may have quite a good cleansing action, but the after effects on the skin are less than desirable. If we look back to, you know, natural, traditionally made natural soap that does not contain these, you know, synthetically made ingredients, the way that that soap cleanses the skin and the afterfeel is completely different to the commercially produced soap that we have around today.
That's true. And I guess just for our listeners today, we're actually talking the solid soap bars, but also liquid soaps as well, because, you know, they might be marketed as liquid, you know, they might be called soap, but they're not soap in its pure form. They are full of a lot of nasty things like synthetic fragrance or parfum, it might be, which is an endocrine disrupting chemical, and different types of fats. I guess the soap in its original form had some, I guess, animal fats back in the old days. But a lot of soaps on our supermarket shelves right now contain palm oil. Mm. But we can make soaps and we can use soaps without animal fats if you want vegan soaps, and without palm oil as well, which obviously your business is a testament to.
Most definitely, yeah. All our soaps are vegan, so we don't use any animal fats, and palm oil free, because we are completely against the use of palm oil due to its devastating effect on the environment.
Mm.
So there are some great alternatives out there. It's just a matter of reading the label, which can be quite confusing, and I can understand that. Many producers of commercially made soap will use fancy terms, so to speak, to hide away certain ingredients. So you really do need to spend some time researching it as to what ingredients they're including. But look, there are some great alternatives out there, including ours. And we're very transparent in what we use. And the whole business is based on, Laura, is using the finest and purest ingredients and simply producing this all natural, vegan, palm oil free, eco-friendly, skin loving soap. We also use you know, as much Australian ingredients as possible. So I guess, you know, when you're looking for alternatives, have a look at the company, have a look at what they're using, what they're saying they're using, and why. Just look at the motto of the business, and you can get a good feel, hopefully, if it's, you know, a business that's not trying to hide away certain ingredients.
That's true. And I guess when I was researching a lot of the ingredients in commercial products when I was putting the Home Detox Bootcamp together in the first place a couple of years ago now, I was very dismayed to when a lot of household products don't actually have the ingredients listed on the container. So for listeners today, it can start to get a little bit tricky. So obviously in the Home Detox Bootcamp, I go through all the I put all that research across. So everything that's been found in the common ingredient in common products that we use day to day now. But for listeners today, that they, if they do want to look, it really comes back down to looking at and getting access of a material safety data sheet or the product file on the actual product, which might be put together by the manufacturer. And they can be tucked away or really hard to find on the internet, or you have to contact the manufacturer themselves to get a material safety data sheet on the product that they're making. So, you know, it's one of those things. If it's not on the container or it's not on the packet, it's not impossible to get hold of, but it can be very, very difficult. But obviously, what I have found as a general rule of thumb, it's that the companies that are transparent and that are putting their ingredients on their label and their proper ingredients, and they're using the proper names, not confusing ones that are, you know, sending everyone off on a up the garden path, Yeah, it is. It makes it so much easier as a consumer point of view to look at it and say, okay, well, this one, I am happy to put on my child's skin, or I know that it doesn't have synthetic fragrance or propylene glycol or whatever it might be that's causing a reaction in your family. But yeah, that's it's very frustrating as a consumer when you can't
Certainly
always
is.
get the ingredients for the products that you want to buy.
It certainly is, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love the fact that the Australian Soap Kitchen, you are sourcing as much local ingredients as possible. So just to try and keep that footprint lower of the distance that goods have travelled as well, which is so important in our day and age as well.
Well, that's right. As consumers, many a time we don't know how far a particular ingredient or group of ingredients have travelled to get into a product. And with globalisation, let's face it, everything is in this world is travelling around. Many of it is travelling quite long distances before it gets into a, or talking in terms of ingredients before they get into a product. And all that does contribute to, the environmental footprint, et cetera. So we are very much based around sourcing locally as much as possible so we can support our fellow Australian businesses. And let's face it, we have just amazing ingredients that are produced in Australia. So for the Australian Soap Kitchen, we thought, why would we look any further? We've got such great resources here. So, and I guess we just feel it's important to support these businesses like ourselves, our farmers, this is our way of doing it. And at the same time, we're respecting and cherishing and celebrating the wonderful resources we have in Australia and do our part in looking after our ever-giving earth.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all about. Yeah, keeping it Australian as possible. And we
nothing against everyone else, it's good just to support.
Yeah, we have just some great, great resources here. And that's what we want to focus on. The Australian Soap Kitchen wants to focus on those great resources and utilising them as best as we can. And looking at our soap range, we do limit our range to what we can source within Australia and what we can source organically, et cetera. So we do have limitations, or we set those limitations there because we want to incorporate any certain ingredients into our soaps.
So I guess for those listening today, the Australian Soap Kitchen has a bit of an Australian flavour in the soaps, I might say. So if you are looking at the menu, you could choose sort of tea tree natural soaps and what else we got? Eucalyptus. I love eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Calendula and oatmeal. And lemon myrtle, is that not your favourite? Because lemon myrtle is one of my favourite essential oils.
Oh, it certainly is, and it's certainly a favourite with our customers. That zesty aroma that comes from the lemon myrtle is beautiful, and it's, as you will know very well, Laura, antibacterial, antifungal type of properties are amazing with the lemon myrtle. It's one of our favourites and one of the most popular. So we also love very much so our lavender, our Australian lavender soap that we make.
Where do you get that lavender oil? Is that a Tasmanian one or Victorian?
Victorian, actually.
Yeah.
A little bit hard to find.
It is hard to find.
I did chat with the owner of the lavender farm, and at the moment it seems that they're actually going to be producing less of the oil of the dried flower for culinary reasons, but also for floral floral industry as well. So unfortunately, since the last time I spoke with the owner of the farm, that's also the head of the Lavender Association, I believe. Secretarial. It has quite an important role within the Lavender Association, that the oil may be harder to find. So
that's tricky, but I understand the culinary. I put lavender flowers in my mashed potato, would you believe
it? That's interesting.
It's beautiful. I had the idea it was a restaurant in Townsville, and they use a lot of natural obviously natural products in their food, and it was on their menu there. I can't remember what I had, but the side dish was lavender mashed potatoes. It was amazing. So I've obviously bought some of the lavender that you can eat.
Yes,
and
yes.
Every now and then, my husband doesn't like it. I just keep it for myself.
Yes, it is a bit like that. I've made the more baking, so cookies and scones, and that's been lovely. But mashed potato, that's an interesting combination.
Mm. It is interesting, but it is very very nice. Just getting back on the Australian Soap Kitchen. So you're a very new business, I guess. So I've been around for 6 to 12 months. Am I correct? Is it just 6 months?
No, look, I think it's been a little bit, just 6 months, yeah.
So the Australian Soap Kitchen is still, it's your kitchen at home. So this is a small family business that's you're growing, and you're making the soaps in your own home and popping them out that way.
Yeah, so I have a workshop. It's at my residence, but it is a workshop that I do work from outside of the home, so to speak, but still on the home premises.
Yeah.
And, yes, it's very much a family-run business. I'm head honcho, I guess you could say, at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I do have family members that are able to help out with the business at times and very much enjoy it. So I see it growing in that way, keeping it a family business. Business and on that level, and not, we're very small, so it was a small run and newly established business, but that's the way I'd like to keep it in years to come.
Yeah, I guess focusing really on the quality product.
That's right, rather than mass producing. Yeah, that's certainly our motto and what we stand for, keeping everything handcrafted. All our soaps are handcrafted, so everything is made at that level, and only incorporating the best of the best ingredients and knowing everything that goes in there and knowing every single property of each, etc.
I understand very well what it's like juggling a business with young children, and you're obviously still working in your day job as well. And so just how are you juggling? How are you keeping on top of this new venture and life as it is, and motherhood as well? So, just give us a picture of what that looks like, because I understand that some things have to slip, and sometimes be it our friends, or be it the housework, or how's it all looking for you right now?
Housework is definitely one of those, Laura. Housework. Let that slip. I certainly have. It's really, really busy. But look, everyone is so busy in their own ways. But it's a lot of early mornings and late night working, which I'm sure you're, well accustomed to, and so many working mums.
Accustomed to.
And it's look, the passion. I'm so passionate about what I do, in terms of my day job, as well as this business that I've started up. They stand for so much, and this business certainly does. It stands for so much, and no doubt at times it can be tricky and it can be hard. But with that passion, and I know what the business stands for, that just drives me even further. So I've got that's that spark there, or that fire burning. So I'm just so grateful to have come along this journey. And the Home Detox Bootcamp has certainly been there as that spark, or that igniter of that flame that's burning now, Laura, so to speak. But I'm just grateful to have come across, just walked along this path and got to where I am now.
I'm so grateful that you came on the journey with me, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Laura.
So now you're a Melbourne girl, and I know that you, obviously, Australian Soap Kitchen is online, but you also do some local markets. So for our listeners today that might be in the Melbourne area, where can they best find you?
Sure. So as you mentioned, we are online, and we just did a market on the weekend in Brunswick, but in April we're actually going to be at the Essendon market for designers and creators. So we tend to do a market or two every couple of months because of the busy schedule that we were just, we touched on before, Laura. So that's where you can find us, but we do, in terms of shipping or, you know, having the soaps out to our customers, we try and, you know, ship them out within a day or two. So we're pretty hot on that front, you know, getting it, getting your orders out as soon as possible, so you can enjoy our nourishing, skin nourishing soaps as soon as possible as well. And at the moment, if for your listeners of this podcast, Laura, we do have a special running. So it's 10%
let's
off,
share.
Yeah, so it's 10% off our entire range, our entire natural soap range. If you use the coupon code ECO 2016, when you're going through the checkout, that 10% discount will be applied. So that will be running until the end of the month. So that's the 29th of February will be the last day for that special. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's, you know, you're taking a chance on a new product, and I've done that many a time. And it can be hard to do that, can't it, Laura, to think, oh, should I or shouldn't I? And, you know, to help along with that, to you know, I guess that there's that you know, sale at the moment that,
for sure. So for if anyone's listening, I'll pop the links below in iTunes so people can click straight through. But the website is theaustraliansoapkitchen.com.au, and if you pop in code ECO2016, you'll be able to get 10% off your order, which is very generous. And you can actually then try some of these beautiful products. And I think that lemon myrtle hand and body wash looks very good.
Oh, yeah.
Or the squeaky shampoo bar.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Eco Chat today, Sarah. And I look forward to keeping in touch and watching your business, the Australian Soap Kitchen, continue to grow and help get some of these nourishing, healthier, eco-friendly soaps in Australians' homes.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Laura, for having me here today and taking the time out to chat with me. And it's been an absolute life changer and pleasure being part of the Home Detox Bootcamp. So thank you so very much once again.
Thanks again. Well, I hope you enjoyed my chat today with Sarah Fieschi from the Australian Soap Kitchen, and just listening to hear about some of her journey and how she's been inspired through the Home Detox Bootcamp to start her very own business. Sarah has also kindly accepted my invitation to join the Home Detox Bootcamp for future rounds as a guest expert, and we'll be delving in a lot more detail all about soaps and what's in them and all the nasties and even how you can make some of your own. So if you're listening to this episode in February 2016, it's still not too late to join this current round of the Home Detox Bootcamp. So if you're keen to break up with synthetic chemicals in your home and to create the healthy living environment that, you know, we all kind of crave and we all deserve, head on over to Home Detox Bootcamp today and join me and the growing awesome community to guide you and support you on your way to a cleaner, greener, healthier home. Be sure to go and check out Sarah's awesome little business at the Australian Soap Kitchen as well. And grab some of her beautiful soaps and go out there and help make green mainstream. See ya! Thanks for listening to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.